name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Throughout the ages, there have been so-called private revelations, some of which have been recognized by the authority of the Church. They do not belong, however, to the deposit of faith. It is not their role to improve or complete Christ's definitive revelation, but to help live more fully by it in a certain period of history. Guided by the magisterium of the Church, knows how to discern and welcome, in these revelations, whatever constitutes an authentic call of Christ or his saints to the Church. Christian faith cannot accept revelations that claim to surpass or correct the revelation of which Christ is the fulfillment, as is the case in certain non-Christian religions, and also in certain recent sects which base themselves on such revelations. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 67. As stated by Pope Benedict XVI, we can understand that the prophecies are conditional. The Pope said, "The future is not marked inevitably. The meaning of visions or prophecies is not to show a film of the inexorable future, but to draw attention regarding freedom and what could happen in order to avoid these announced calamities." Starting in the year 1961, our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, told Conchita Gonzalez, one of the visionaries of the Garabandal apparitions, about three main events. Catholics have since been reminded by the Roman hierarchy that the Garabandal apparitions are not forbidden and are in no way approved by the Catholic Church. In other words, the Garabandal apparitions have not been approved by the Catholic Church, which does not mean that they are false, but that there is still not enough evidence to be given a favorable declaration by the Catholic Church. The three main events that our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, spoke about are that a warning will happen first. After the warning, another event called the miracle will happen. And after the event of the miracle, the chastisement could happen. We say could happen regarding the chastisement event because it is a conditional event if men do not convert. The Virgin Mary told Conchita Gonzalez that these events would happen in this order. First is the warning, second is the miracle, and third is the chastisement. The warning and the miracle are events planned by God that should happen before the chastisement. The events of the warning and the miracle seek the conversion of men, and if after these two events the world does not change, then the chastisement will happen. There are a few revealed signs that have been approved by the Catholic Church through Marian apparitions that will help us to know when we are getting close to the first event, which is the warning. Signs such as the Synod, the revival of communism in the world, and therefore the religious persecution. If you would like to know about the event of the warning and the event of the miracle in detail, please check out the links for those videos published on the 99 Catholics channel that are pinned in the comments section of this video. The Virgin Mary told Father Marie Pell some prophecies that gave people a lot to talk about. Some believed them, and others mocked him as a prophet of evil and a prophet of calamities. Let's hear the most important prophecies. The Virgin Mary told Father Constant Louis Marie Pell, "My son, the sins of men are increasing in this century. Great punishments will come upon the world, and no continent will escape the anger of God. France, guilty of apostasy and of rejecting her vocation, will be severely punished. France will be divided, as if by a line that goes from Bordeaux to Lille. To the right of this line, everything will be devastated, burned by the invasion of peoples coming from the east, and also by great meteorites of fire that will fall on earth, on these regions especially. There will be a general devastation, revolutions, wars, epidemics, plagues, toxic and chemical weapons, with violent earthquakes. The extinct volcanoes of France will ignite and destroy everything, Auvergne, Alps, Pyrenees, and other places, while the part to the left of the line will be less devastated, Vendée, Brittany, because of the more deeply rooted faith in these regions. It will be necessary to move away from the sea coasts at least 31 miles or 50 kilometers to escape being swallowed to the bottom of the sea like Marseille and the Côte d'Azur because of the sins committed and the scandals of the beaches of those regions especially. I must tell you that the sectarians and the great enemies of God who will want to take refuge and escape from this world cataclysm will remain dead. The anger of God will be terrible. Thick darkness caused by war, gigantic fires, and the fall of meteorites of fire will last 3 days and 3 nights and will make the sun disappear. Only the blessed candles, blessed on February 2nd, Feast of the Presentation of Jesus Christ, will be able to shine in the hands of believers. The unbelievers will not see this miraculous light because their souls are in darkness. 3/4 of humanity will be destroyed, and by region, in France, they will have to travel 62 miles or 100 kilometers to survive. Many nations will disappear from the world map. France will be very small, but it will survive until the end. France will be purified and renewed because all Cains and Judases will disappear in this judgment of the nations. The Mediterranean Sea will disappear entirely. The oceans will launch to the sky huge clouds of glowing vapor and sweep across the continents in a tidal wave that will annihilate everything in its path. New mountains will rise from the oceans. The Alps will sink, and the Rhine Valley to the north will be invaded by the sea. The world map will be totally changed. The Earth will have great earthquakes, which will prevent it from returning to normal as before. The seasons will not exist for 3 years, until the Earth has grass and vegetation again. There will be a lot of hunger in the world. Paris will be destroyed by revolution and burned by nuclear bombs. Marseille and the Côte d'Azur will be swallowed by the sea. When you see that it is near, go to Brittany, far from the coast. This worldwide wave will start on a cold winter night with a terrifying thunder, which will sound abnormally, and there will be screams of demons, which will be heard all over the world. That will be the voice of sin that frightened men will hear that night. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.